Thank you for calling customer support. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
You said Colin. How you doing, Colin?
Yes, sir. My name is Kylan.
Kylan. I was calling regardless to my card that I was supposed to be, money supposed to be sent back onto my card from my bank office. I got an email from y'all that it's supposed to be sent back to my card.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code to access your account?
It's 24550, Evans, Virginia.
In your first and last name?
Sean, S-E-A-N, Marshall.
Okay, so I'm not seeing a Sean Marshall. I'm sorry, you said the zip code was 24550?
Correct. Because I already got the, so I got the email from y'all. I got the transaction number, the order number and everything.
Okay, so I do see Sean Marshall now. Do you spell Sean S-E-A-N?
Correct, S-E-A-N, yes.
Okay, and could you verify the shipping address for me?
So my address is 52 Utah Drive.
Yes, sir. Just give me 1 second while I look up your account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So it looks like you did get the refund. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days to receive it. So you're going to receive it right now. It takes 3 to 5 business days to receive it.
All right. Yeah, because I got the email from y'all, which it says 27 at the time was at 101. My thing is, when I talked to them, you said 3 to 5 business days, which, okay, it would have been on that Wednesday came up. Well, it was not on it. So I said, okay, I'll just let it ride. We don't come more days then. Now, when I talked to my car that, you know, that's supposed to go back on, they keep on saying on their side, they say, keep on saying something about whatever y'all say, how y'all send it to them is pending. What does that mean?
I'm not sure why they would say pending if it's a refund. only transactions will be pending. So I'm not sure why a refund would say pending. Did you say the bank said that?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I said. And I kept on trying to tell. I said, ma'am, they didn't send me the email. I read the email which y'all sent me, where it sent me, you know, that goes back on call. Like, I explained it to them. And she said, well, it still says something pending, take almost 10 days. That's when they were telling me.
Okay, so that might have something to do with your bank. Not us. Once we refund, and it usually takes 3 to 5 business days, most of our customers get it. We really don't get calls in about not getting a refund. And then we also send out an email, too, to notify you that you're still going to get a refund.
Right. And I got my email. That's the email y'all sent to me because it's called cx@max.com. And then it says the customer service department, 24/7, whatever. And I got the number, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I got all of that. I got my email from y'all. But I keep my time spanking them. I told them, I said, well, they've been a sent the bank. What's on 27? They sent it.
Right. So, yeah, it's been a little minute since we already refunded. I'm not sure why it would say pending.
So that's what I couldn't understand neither. And that's where I'm lost at, right there when they keep on saying it's pending. I said, it's pending, and it should have been on there then. Because according to what you told me, 3-5 business days. Okay, if you go from the 7th there, that would be this Wednesday, this past.
Right. So I'm not sure why it would say that. That might have something to do on their end.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, y'all already sent them, and I know y'all sent it because I see it in the email. So I don't know how they can miss that. So I guess I'll just give them a call tomorrow and find out then.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that'll be it. That's just it. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.